This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As we sit here smack at the middle of 2017, electric cars, EVs, they're sometimes called, are almost old hat. Teslas and Volts, the Leaf and a bunch of others are almost commonplace. Buses, electric buses, not so much. Specifically, transit buses. There are more than 70,000 transit buses out there across this country. And the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transit Authority, the second largest agency of its kind, says it's going to replace more than 2,000 of its buses with electric ones. Marketplace's Andy Euler learned more about the technology and the market behind the EB.
California Governor Jerry Brown has said electric vehicles are key to reaching the state's goals on greenhouse gases. Now, government officials like him can't control what cars people buy, but they can prompt big changes in public vehicles, like taking bus fleets electric. That's an electric bus starting up at a brand new factory in Walnut, California, just outside of Los Angeles. The company that makes it is called Proterra, and it has a good problem. It can't keep up with demand for its electric buses.
You know, that's a lot of buses to go around, right? And so
plant manager Paul Mottram shows me around the 150,000 square foot warehouse where these buses get assembled. Assembled, not built. The company outsources most of the parts, the body, the axles, the seats, the tires. Workers here are more electricians than mechanics, connecting high voltage lines needed to get the bus up and running.
Station 2 will be carrying out a lot of activity underneath the bus. Also, now you start to see a lot of cabling and electrical infrastructure going into place. And very quickly from this point on, it'll transform into a good-looking bus.
Mottram says he's interviewing five people a day to ramp up the staff in order to meet incoming orders. Proterra's most important and innovative work is not assembling the finished bus, though. It's building the battery.
Probably two-thirds of our R&D goes towards high-voltage systems, including battery pack.
That's Proterra's CEO, Ryan Popple. He says he got into the idea of electric vehicles after spending 4 years in active duty in the Army, hanging around oil-dependent countries in the Middle East.
One of the impressions that I took away from the Army that was very hard to forget was just how unsustainable or how tenuous our current energy paradigm is.
That interest in alternatives to fossil fuel led him to Tesla, where he worked on the finance team. At Proterra, the tech challenges are different than an electric sedan. The battery pack for a 40-foot bus is about the size of a twin mattress. His latest model gets about 350 miles per charge. A regular diesel engine bus costs about $500,000 and lasts 12 years. An electric bus could run you up to $800,000. But Popple says the savings in fuel costs over the life of the bus make up the price gap. His clients, cities, counties, states, they care far more about reliability than novelty.
You know, the goal is to make sure that it's still a bus. We don't think we'll have too much luck selling a hover bus or something like that at this point. It needs to be a heavy-duty city transit bus. It's got to last 12 years in industrial service.
At the Foothill Transit Center in Pomona, California, about every other bus you see is electric. Proterra sold its first buses to the agency in 2009. They've ordered another 15. At the bus depot, driver Luis Rios talks about working with an EV bus.
Pretty much the same.
Pretty much, except that he has to make sure to plug the bus into the charging station when his shift is over. No bus hits the road without a full charge. He says he doesn't have range anxiety, the electric vehicle insider term for being afraid your battery will run out.
No, because we already know the limits, how far you can go with the percentage of the charge.
Having sold some early adopters on the technology, electric bus companies like Proterra now have to come up with packages for financing, maintenance, and longer battery range to make it easier for other bus fleets to make the switch. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.